It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. And it seems like every year that I can remember in recent memory, the Division of Wildlife Resources has done something for those of us that go out and get a real tree. Now, it'll be there. You've got plenty of time. We're not trying to rush you to get it out of the house. Trust me, we realize Christmas hasn't even got here yet. But, you know, it's always seems to be an issue coming up with something to do with the tree once the holidays are over. Well, this is a great way for you to kind of recycle that tree because they do so much with it and it goes to so many different things you might not even realize it. So we're going to bring Aaron in. We're going to talk about it. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Let's talk about this. How are things going, first and foremost, at the Division of Wildlife Resources?
Things are going great, actually. We're really getting slowed down here for the holiday season. We've been out and about doing mule deer captures and bighorn sheep captures all over the state, really. This is a process that involves catching big game animals, typically with a helicopter, and we radio collar these animals to help us better understand their migration as well as their survival rates.
So that kind of keeps you busy. And before we came on the air, you said that this is the time of year that a lot of people start to, around the offices, start to kind of take their time off. And so it's kind of slow from now until the end of the year at the Division of Wildlife Resources.
Yeah, that is correct. We're all getting ready to spend time with family.
As everyone should be, right? So let's talk about the Christmas tree recycling program. Like I said, you've done it every year in recent memory, and a lot of people don't know what to do with their tree when the holidays are over.
Yeah, this is a really cool thing that we offer for citizens around Carbon and Emory County. We'll take any of your Christmas trees that were live and were harvested from the area out to our Desert Lake Wildlife Management Area. And we basically scatter these across the wildlife management area in order to generate habitat for upland game species, your birds, your small mammals, etc. And it's a fantastic way to recycle basically your natural tree and give it back to nature so that it can provide a fantastic habitat resource for native species.
And as I said, this is something that's been done for quite a while, and it's getting to the point where it's good to do this because, yeah, they know exactly where to go to get out of the weather, maybe even to get away from predators. And is that really a couple of the major things that you guys do this for?
Yeah, it is. If you're familiar with the Desert Lake Wildlife Management Area, it's this big, really open landscape, and by putting these trees out, it simulates basically a natural environment where trees would be falling over, where they'd be rotting and decomposing, and again, this is just a great place where animals can make a home, and like you said, stay safe from predators, as well as just keep out of the elements.
And so you guys will have the trailer set up after Christmas, I would assume. Is it going to like start the 26th, or when is the trailer going to be there?
Yeah, so you can actually take your tree over beginning December 26th. So if you're hankering to get that tree out of the house after Christmas, you can take it over to the Division of Wildlife Resources office in Price. And we have an area that typically has a sign and is roped off in the parking lot where you can deposit these trees. And we'll be accepting trees from December 26th to January 15th for those of us who don't want to give up Christmas too quickly.
as they should. You know, if you want to keep them in the house, keep them in the house for as long as you can. But you know where you can take them. Now, in the past, you've also had a drop-off point out at Desert Lake. Will that be the same?
Yeah, for people who are living closer to Desert Lake than to our office, you can take them over onto the west side of Desert Lake, there by the main entrance. We'll have a pile there where you can deposit your trees, and then we will rearrange them on the landscape.
So it just gives you an extra opportunity to do something with that real tree when you've gone out and when you're done with it after Christmas time, and you know what, donate it and they'll take care of it for you. That way you don't have to take it to the dump. You don't have to drag it to the curb. Just put it in the back of your truck, take it and drop it off at the Department of, or the Division of Wildlife Resources. All right, Aaron, we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. You're going to have a fly tying seminar coming up towards the end of January. You're not really sure of the dates, but fly tying has always been something that's really big in the Carbon County area. So you're going to hold this right there at the office in Price. Is that correct?
That is correct. We'll have registration online. And again, like you said, we don't have a date yet. The registration isn't yet available online. It's something that we're looking forward to, though, because this is wintertime, and there's not a whole lot going on, so what better thing to do than learn how to tie your own flies so that you can get ready for the fishing season coming up this spring?
Most definitely, and it won't be long, and we'll be talking about ice conditions on lakes. I know people are already starting to ask, and there's really nothing in the area that's frozen over yet, is there? Do you know?
No, I mean, this last week was a warm spell, so we're hoping that things will get cold again.
All right. Well, so you're going to have to wait a little bit longer to go ice fishing. It will happen, though.
That's correct.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We're going to let you get back to it, okay?
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you. That's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources talking about the Christmas tree recycling program and a fly tying seminar that's coming up the end of January. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.